Hi, this is Becky. I'm in San Francisco Bay Area, and I know you both, or all of you, have heard my story probably a lot. I saw the highest number I saw on the scale, and this is the only place where I feel safe to admit that I saw this number on the scale. Because I won't tell any stranger. I saw 355 pounds. I've been abstinent going on 19 years, back-to-back abstinence, and I'll tell you why I say back-to-back, because I haven't had any breaks in my abstinence. But I've been in program 42 years, so you could figure out that I wasn't always 355 pounds. The most I weighed, what I released. I've been maintaining 136 pounds for, 18 years. It took me a little over a year. When I came back into these rooms, I was 300 pounds. I had lost 55 pounds. So it took me a little over a year to get to 138, 137, and I've been here ever since. So does it feel, it feels good, but mostly it feels good that food doesn't call to me. I have the neutrality from the promises of the Big Book, and I'll back up and tell you my story. I was born, and
can't hear. It's in and out and in and out.
Okay, let me stay situated. I was trying to get away from the dog. Okay, all right. Now let me know if you can hear me. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, now. Hello.
I hear you now.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. All right. So all will sit still. I was just so sorry. Okay. I was born in a family of six girls. I'm Italian, and I'm not going to say all Italians like to eat, because I don't think there's a nationality or ethnicity out there that doesn't like food. I just had five normal weight sisters that didn't have a problem with food. I thought I was adopted. I didn't understand why I was the only one that had a problem with food. I thought about food 24/7. I stole food. My parents were Catholics. I'm not a Catholic anymore. I call myself a recovering Catholic. I'm not a church person any longer, and thank God from the Big Book it says pick a God of my own understanding. However, when I was a little kid, I was in the telling the priest that I lied and sold food. It seemed like all my Saturdays was in the confession booth telling that I stole and lied about the food I sold. My mom, having six kids, she hid food. When she went to the grocery store, I knew where she hid it, so I went and stole. She had a good friend that was that worked for See's Candy, and she used to give my mom a sack of deformed candy that was not presentable to be boxed or sold. So my mom got that box. Now, when I came into program, would I say that sugar was my biggest problem? No. In fact, I never had ice cream in my freezer. Never thought about ice cream. Never thought about going to get ice cream. It didn't matter how I got big. The fact was, I liked fat and salt.
No mention of food items.
I thought you could on this meeting. I thought you could. I guess the rules have changed.
I could be wrong. but go ahead.
Yeah, I've always been able to mention food on this. Okay, that's fine. I will just say sugar and fat. I mean, not sugar. I was not into sugar. Fat and grease. Okay. I'm sorry. I've been speaking on this meeting since 2008, and I've never been told that, you know, they always said. So anyhow, I went through high school at this weight, 135, 136, I'm 5'5", and I was fine all through high school. I took drugs to keep the weight down, took Benny's, Speed, Coke, whatever you could give me. And then later, I married an alcoholic, and he didn't have a problem with food, but he had a problem with alcohol and not remembering once, you know, he ate. He swore that I ate his food, and the thing was, he was drunk, and he couldn't remember he ate, so he took it out on me. He used to beat me constantly. I left him, and you know the expression, jumping out of the pan into the fire. I ended up with a heroin addict. I got into heroin, but my drug of choice was always food, always food. I got sick from heroin. I got hepatitis. I never could get life insurance because of that. I did pot morning, noon, and night. I went on interviews, stoned. I came into OA, lost 100 pounds, stoned the whole entire way. When I, you know, would eat, it would be vegetables, you know, and I still lost 100 pounds, you know. And my top weight when I came into OA back then was 215 pounds. My weight at 355, I was there for a brief moment. I've heard that expression where people say they lost their weight and they were only a size small for a brief moment. I was only 355 for a brief moment. When I got to that weight, it was because two of my ex-husbands died, my mom died, and my psychologist died. They all died in a three-month window. Boom, 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 boom. I went from 175 to 350 in a little over a year. I put that much weight on. I fed my feelings. Later on in program, I kind of gave up on OA. Been to OA so many times, saw the same people, heard the same story, and it just wasn't effective anymore. When I married this last husband that I'm married today, we've been married 24 years. He's not a drug addict. He doesn't smoke cigarettes, doesn't drink alcohol, not a food addict. He has no addictions, tall, thin. I make him fried foods, fattening foods, greasy foods, sugary foods. Never do I take a bite, a taste, a lick, totally neutral around the food. I always look at my abstinence as like a nun joining a convent. Or I have a cousin, he's a priest. You know, you go in there, and is it hard to give up civilian life? Is it hard to walk away from, he used to be a school teacher, you know, is it hard just to walk away from all that and give yourself totally to the church and God? That's how I see my abstinence. When I got abstinent 19 years ago, I came in not with the idea that I was going to stay abstinent. There was no way that I was going to give up, you know, Laura Scudder's, Mother's, whatever these things are that we would eat. And I always knew in the back of my head I would eat them again. What changed for me is I kept going to meetings, and I'd heard people share, and they'd say, keep going to meetings until you want to go. And stop going to meetings if you think it's a chore. Open up the big book. See yourself in the doctor's opinion. See yourself, you know, there's a solution. More about, do you see yourself? Do you think and act like Bill W.? And yes, I did. I just crossed out every word that said alcoholic and placed it with food. And the more I did big book studies, the more I did service by sponsoring, I knew I didn't want to let my sponsees down by picking up the food. The first year of being abstinent was very hard. The first 2 months I cried to my sponsor. I cried in the parking lot of meetings. I'd show up in the meeting with eye makeup all down my face, not realizing because I was crying. I didn't want to give up the food. The food was everything. When I was happy, I would celebrate with food. When I was pissed off at you, I ate. When I was hurt, disappointed, fear, any emotion I had, I ate. So what's different today is the big book. I'm in a big book study Monday through Saturday. I've been doing this for years. I sponsor. I do service. The food became neutral to me about 8 months into being abstinent. My sponsor told me if I was going to change a food item, I had to tell her that I couldn't eat the same protein at lunch and at dinner. I must change and have a different protein. I must weigh and measure every morsel that goes in my mouth. And I wasn't allowed to go to restaurants. I mean, it was just strict, 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 strict. I don't know why, but I almost liked being told all these rules. And I followed all these rules. And in the rain, storm, horrible weather, I was at a meeting. I don't care if I was tired. I was at a meeting doing service, putting away chairs, greeting newcomers, getting up and sharing what it was like when I was in the food. These were all the things that kept me abstinent. And I used then eventually I saw the value in staying abstinent. Sure, the weight was coming off, you know, and I was looking different and different. And at one point, I was losing balance because my body was so big and now it was so small, losing over 220 pounds. It was like, God, why am I always kind of falling? And the nurse said to me, it's because you're trying to find your balance from losing all that weight. I am on no medication. I've never had knee surgery. I've never had any type of surgery. I feel blessed, you know, and very fortunate. I fell one time, and the orthopedic doctor that took pictures of my knee said to me, you're never going to need knee surgery. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. That's nice to know. I, you know, I'm 70 years old, but I got a 50-year-old daughter. And she had both knees done. I guess it's just, you know, a roll of the dice. I feel very fortunate. I heard her pain and her discomfort. But because of program, and it has nothing to do with surgery, just doing service and helping others that are suffering from this disease, you know, there's a saying where a lot of people say they can't put the food down, and it's not that you can't, it's that you won't put the food down. You know, you can do it. It's that, you know, we all have that ability. In the beginning, I almost got divorced from this husband of 24 years when I first got abstinent. I think I was only abstinent 2 weeks and we were going to the movies. And I said, well, you can eat what you want in the movies, but I'm going to I'm not going to sit with you. I'm going to go sit at the top of the loges, you know, and I'm going to sit up there because I don't want to sit there and watch you eat.
5-minute reminder.
Thank you. When I got to the top, three skinny teenagers decided they were going to sit up at the top near me, and they had everything you can imagine from the snack bar. And I thought, you know what? The smell and the sight and the TV and the commercials and the grocery stores, you can't run from food. You cannot run from food, and you can't use the food that the food had more power over you. So I know I said I wasn't religious, but I got myself a God box. I had a sponsor that said, write a letter to God. You know, write a letter to God. I started writing letters to God, and she says, and don't go read the letter right away. Go read it in a few months. I got on my knees before dinner. Of course, not a religious God, but a God I picked to help that dinner would sustain me, because I knew I wouldn't be able to eat till breakfast. And I would cry because I was so worried what I was about to eat wouldn't carry me till breakfast. And I did a lot of praying, a lot of outreach calls. Just held on, because in the beginning, it is a diet until it's not about the food. Then it became about the emotions. And it was the big book that I have today that I live through and work on. I had a physical yesterday with a million tests, and the results came in. And it was like, oh, you know, my cholesterol is 140-something. That's because I'm vegan. I don't eat meats, but that has nothing to really do with anything. I gave up meats 19 years ago. But it feels good to be abstinent. It feels better than anything can taste in a box. It's become my religion. It's like the nun or the priest that has joined the convent. I am not going to walk out on my abstinence because I've had a bad day and a jar or a bag of something appeals to me. Do you know that nothing appeals to me? That the promises that are given in the big book and working the steps have replaced all the food thoughts I ever thought about food are gone. It happens. And what a beautiful life it is to not think about food. I don't have food thoughts. I don't have food dreams. Did I have food dreams in the beginning? Yeah, I did. And I think that's normal. But I don't know what would have happened to me if it wasn't for a program. They would have had to bury me in a piano case. Where was I going to go at 350? What, to 400, to 450, to 500? You know, where was this going to lead? I was going to end up dying. What would we have done without the 12 steps, without the big book, without AA? What would we have done? I know that I wouldn't be sitting here in this body and being grateful and happy. Even when I'm in a bad mood, I'm grateful. So gratitude lifts. Is in the morning and at night. I do a 10th step all day long. I talk to God. I have my own God in a relationship, and I take sponsor calls and I speak when I'm ever asked. And I don't know if my story meant anything to anyone, but you will and you can do this, and it gets easier. Gets so much easier as soon as you start sponsoring and doing service. Thank you for asking me to share.